Good evening, everybody. Squishy, squishy. My name is Austin, and this is my king, Mr. Fluffy Pants. How are you doing?
I am doing amazing today. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yes. Thanks for the microphone.
Oh, no problem.
I'm sure the audio sounds nice and crisp.
Exactly. This is what they use on ASMR, so.
Oh, God.
Welcome.
Sorry, I had to do it.
It is a blue Yeti.
We learned this just a minute ago.
Yeah, and, apparently it's famous amongst the tingle industry.
I don't get them.
No, neither do I.
Me and my brother tried to watch the 1 hour thing.
I do know somebody,
Molly.
Well, I'll have a serious sit down talk with her later and try and, you know, help her through this hard time in her life.
But, mainly, we were here to talk about Rivals of Aether.
Yeah.
But then again, we did realize that none of you know what Rivals of Aether is.
Yeah, so basically what Rivals of Aether is it's a lot like Super Smash Bros. In that it's a 2D fighting game that it has a rather small roster, but it is just so much fun.
Yeah, it is.
It's
dummy.
It has given me and my friend Austin here just hours of enjoyment for no apparent reason.
Exactly. Or minutes if Peyton Rage quits quick enough.
Okay, you know what?
I'm just saying. 14 and 2, I can't get it out of my head. I'm sorry. It was funny.
You know, it's not about
that
who wins
day,
the first
Austin's
one.
Austin's head grew 2 sizes. That is what happened.
It is now bigger than his entire body.
I was going to say, excuse me, I'm only like 3'9". I'm sorry.
So, yeah, but it's only like $10, and I think you guys should pick it up because we need more people to play with us.
Robert.
I agree. We're talking to you, specifically.
And Edward. I've heard Edward is a baller.
I bet.
Super Smash Bros.
Apparently
he like won a tournament and everything. Like,
really?
Yeah. He's like, he's insane.
Edward, if you're listening, buy Rivals of Aether so I can mop the floor with you.
He's not that good. Don't worry about it. I'm just kidding.
What?
I'm playing.
No, you're playing?
He's the best.
You can't mess with my emotions like that, buddy.
I'm sorry. But like, if I remember correctly, oh my gosh, I can't remember who Edward mains. I know Robert, if I'm right, I think it's King K. Rool.
Of course he is. That makes
sense.
Yeah,
that one's just no fun.
Uh-huh.
I think Edward is... Not Edward, excuse me. Brendan is Villager. Obviously, I'm Little Mag Mario. What's your main?
Yeah.
Isn't it Sonic? Is it Sonic?
I used to be a Sonic main, and I am ashamed of it.
Oh,
alright, to be fair, that was back in Brawl. I was like, what, 7?
I have nightmares of that stuff, though.
Sonic?
Yeah, that's all stupid. Right. And he always used to kill me.
Okay, I mean, that's fair. And, like, I basically only pushed the little dash button. And it worked. It worked far too efficiently.
Yeah, it's like that stupid Kung Fu Panda game that we get. Oh, my goodness.
Rivals
Soup.
Of Legendary
Soup.
Legends. That is another great one.
Yeah, that one is. I still think Aether, if I'm going to be honest, is definitely the best. Out of, like, all of them that I've played, I think Aether's best.
No, it honestly
like,
is.
Like, because it's... I went back to... Super Smash Bros. 4 or whatever, whichever one was on the Wii U, and it's like a little bit slow. I don't know what the deal is with that.
Rivals
like I press
moves
a
too
button.
Fast.
I was gonna say it's like I press a button and then it happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rather than
yeah.
I press the button as it happens. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
So one thing I think that we should go ahead and tell you guys about Rivals is, for one, it moves crazy fast and almost everything combos together.
Yeah, it's funny.
And for two. If you want friends, never pick Zetterburn.
Yeah, that's true. As well as Peyton's signature combo with his main character, which I really admire. It took him a long time to figure this one out. So you go up air, and then you go up air, right? Then you hit the ground, and then you jump and you go up air.
Okay. Here's the thing. You're not giving me enough credit because it's not the...
Did I not add
it's
enough up airs?
It's not the amount of up airs, it's the way I up air. It's the finesse I add into it.
It's the finesse of me pressing this button that makes it that much better.
Exactly.
Just like, what's your main for honor again? What's the name?
Shinobi.
Yeah, just like...
Okay. So there's this one time when I was playing Shinobi in For Honor, and this guy had me in a corner, and I was just mashing the dodge button, and apparently you could hear it all the way through my mic.
Really? As soon as he throws an attack, just... That's all you...
Honestly, I'm just happy to be funny enough at video games that I'm fun to play with, rather than good enough at video games that I'm fun to play with.
Hey, I mean, it was pretty funny. Robert's just, brutal.
Yeah, like, he really is.
He's laughing as he just like repeatedly punches somebody in the face.
Yeah. That is true.
Mm-hmm. He's the Shigoki man.
Have you ever thought that man may be a serial killer?
No. It's Robert.
He's not. I know.
Yeah, I know, but like serial killer, if you like, if you have to in the situation, you have to run from the police. He's not running.
That's fair. All right. We've established that Robert is not a serial killer.
He's not running.
Exactly. So, I think that, in my personal opinion, the best character in For Honor.
Oh no.
I don't know.
Okay.
I had
well,
something
I
to say.
You had, yeah.
No, no, I thought
totally
I had something to say too.
Like,
I thought I had something to say too, but I just
like
didn't.
That. No, I still think best character in For Honor. It still may be Ritter. Even after that nerf, he's still dumb.
That's honestly true.
Because, like, the options
the tap
are still
is,
there.
The tap is still broken, as
the
I'll get out, even when it doesn't stun you.
Well, I mean, I like, it's easier. It was always kind of, like, easier to parry if you saw it coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now, you, not only do you, like, well, you can, like, I guess it's, he's less friendly to, like, new people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's, like, still really, really good mm-hmm. in the right hands, but, like, new people, you can't just cancel heavy and just stun tap, and then throw a heavy and it works every time.
Yeah.
Because, like, you used to be able to do that because they would, like, mess up parry time or something, and since you have hyper armor, you just go through whatever they, you know, through their attack edge.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Honestly, I can't imagine if they actually had a character in there who had hyper armor on so many moves that it felt like you could do nothing against them. And you want to be even more broken?
What?
If they could confirm that and then do a kick to confirm into another heavy.
That would be
Wouldn't
broken.
That be busted?
What if they could take and like hold the kick and then cancel it into a guard break to stop you from dodging the kick?
All right. I'm sorry. We're getting out there.
I can't give you ideas.
Yeah.
I can't
yeah.
give you ideas.
Don't give them ideas because there's no way they would add that in.
Can't give you ideas at all.
Uh-huh.
John Noise.
Yeah. But sadly, that used to be your main. So why are you complaining about all my
no,
mains?
No, she was
okay,
not my
yes,
main.
It was. How many prestige levels you got on her?
Two.
Two?
Yeah.
What's your highest prestige level?
Valk. At 7.
At 7?
Yeah.
You played that game a lot.
Well, I've played Valk a lot.
I know, but like, I've only... I got on the game far before you did, and I only have like 9 levels.
Yeah, well, you don't... I don't know. I play it like every night with Robert. It's
yeah.
like a... You know, that's what we do.
Yeah.
I get mad, he gets mad. He goes Shigoki, I go Valkyrie. We destroy by hugging and stabbing. Or, also known as, like, light, and then that shield bash off a ledge, and it's hilarious.
Yeah. Also known as the Lila combo. Hug,
stab. Yeah, dude. Oh my goodness.
You can see it, can't you? Yeah. Yeah.
Unless it's, you know, Swollen, like I had the other day, and then it's just, oh.
Alright, here's the thing about Swollen.
Now it's all I can hear every time that I go next to Coleman. It's either, like, the light, and then when he screams, whatever it is, like Tenebris or whatever, when he shield bashes, and then light. And then next thing I hear is like, where he's like flipping somebody.
You just knocked over like everything we had on the desk
Sorry.
Just by doing the motion in real life.
That's what I'm saying. That's how powerful it is.
Uh-huh.
Me just attempting to
yeah.
imitate the
Something
motion.
In video game just destroyed the
Has
entire desk,
dropped
right?
Dropped all these over onto
uh-huh.
their face.
Exactly. That's really sad. We got some good ones up here.
Exactly.
But...
Squirtle.
No, honestly... Can we talk for a minute? About
that's what we're doing. I mean, actually, we've been talking for 9 minutes now. But
that's fair. Man, time flies when you're talking with people.
Yeah,
oh, by the way, I just want to go ahead and present our sponsor for today, the Pacifist Cult.
Oh.
So, what the Pacifist Cult is the cult of pacifists who are going to take over the world. If you're interested in joining, then I don't know.
I didn't know that! You did that! Oh my god! You have one of these?
We're talking about our sponsor. Austin has found a toy to entertain himself with.
I didn't know that.
We stopped doing that.
That's so cool. It's just, if you guys could see this, that's amazing. Oh my goodness. Sorry. I'm done now.
All right.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, but if you want to join the pacifist cult, what you should do is...
Sorry. Okay.
I guess just keep listening to Austin's podcast, right? Right, and that automatically gets you joined, so I can get a bunch of new members when you get a bunch of followers, and then it just landslides from there.
I get landslides.
Oh yeah, you're going big time, buddy. You have me on your show now.
That's true.
Well, I'm kind of a big name when it comes to
Mr. Fluffy Pants.
I'm joking. I have no friends.
Well, then what am I counting? What am I counting at?
You are. Save this.
Oh no.
All right. So, just think about it this way. You are like my dwarf servant.
I do not see this. Look. Okay, I'm not. I ain't a dwarf, alright?
No, you're perfectly.
I'm 5'9 and a half.
You're perfectly sized, buddy. I know, but I'm 5'10", so I can mock you about how small you are. You're a minuscule man. Yes. Yes?
I'm sorry, but I think the height difference is the extra length that you get off your nose, if I'm going to be honest.
You coming after my nose now?
I am coming after your nose.
You know what? You and your Harry Potter looking butt.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Coming
your
in.
Your nostrils are covering your mess.
Okay, you want to know something? How about you just fly away, Dumbo? How about you just fly away, okay?
Don't go after the ears. That's the soft spot. That's the soft spot, dude.
All right. So, we have now found a picture of ninth grade Austin in yearbooks.
Oh, God, no.
Not only that, but today when we were searching through our house, we found
what?
Grade 6 and grade 7.
What?
Yes, we did.
How?
You had a bowl cut.
Oh, I know. Oh, my goodness.
It was so bad. And I just need to go ahead and call out my boy Asher here, because Asher looks exactly like his smallest brother in 6th grade.
Wait. Which one is that?
Eli. You know Eli? Have you met him?
I haven't met Eli. No.
Okay. He looks dead ringer look-alike.
Seriously?
In 6th grade. It's hilarious.
Oh my God.
I'm going to show you this after.
Okay. I'm done. Yeah.
But like, man.
Golly. I kind of flipped it to the side a little bit. Like, I'd like push it.
Uh-huh.
I had this.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, it's not like split down the middle, like Dwight or anything, but it's like the split down the left side. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know what you mean. Then you decided to turn into a blueberry.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, this
now,
man.
The blue hair is not a mistake. It wasn't a mistake.
Uh-huh. I know. It was. You just didn't think it was.
No, it's not a mistake. It can't be a mistake. It was too perfect.
What was perfect about it?
The fact that I liked Dan TDM at the time, and it looked like Dan TDM's hair. I liked it. I like this toy.
I know, I can tell you like this toy. You want to stop messing with it.
It was always so cute in the little vine where the little girl goes.
That's a vine?
Yeah.
And I haven't seen that one.
Wait. Yeah, I'll have to show you. It's like an put your tongue back. Oh, okay. Okay, we're good.
What'd you think?
I thought I had,
You thought you canceled the recording?
Yeah, I thought I did.
Well, that would be sad, because then people couldn't hear all this awesome content of us just talking about things they probably don't understand.
Obviously.
Have you realized how many things we've talked about here that no one's really going to understand?
Probably. Other than Coleman. I mean, Coleman and Robert.
Coleman and Robert will.
Me and Jared are going to GCX. That's going to be sick.
What's GCX?
It used to be called Guardian Con. You know what I mean? Like
no.
Destiny's whole little...
Oh, okay, yeah. Destiny.
It's like Comic-Con, but for Destiny nerds.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's gonna be sick. That's exciting.
I just can't wait till Pulse Bomb actually kills Mole with more than one person.
Oh, wait, you think that the chain thing is gonna be in PvP? It's not gonna be. That's in PvE.
What?
Yeah, no, it's gonna be.
I was so excited for that.
PvP is basically the same.
Dang it. Just so you guys know, I'm a Tracer main, and I struggle because I have, a career record of, 10% accuracy.
I love a good Tracer that can't one clip or stick anything or shoot the gun or blink really well. Recalls are kind of sloppy. not.
Is there anything I can do correctly?
Well, I have seen you kill yourself with a couple of the bombs, and that was impressive. That was impressive. When you stick something and then recall it back into your stick. Because you've been sitting there for over 3 seconds aiming the sticky bomb and still miss. Yes, that's impressive.
We don't need to talk about that, okay? I'm a fighting game player. Fight me in Dragon Ball FighterZ, okay?
That's the only... I swear, that game is so bad. Oh, but... That game is rigged.
What? That game is not bad. That game is one of the most balanced fighting games ever, like in history. Do you not know that?
Is it actually?
Oh, yeah. Because every single character has the same basic kit where they have a grab and they have Super Dash. And they all have projectiles.
That's kind of cool.
It's insanely balanced. Oh, speaking of which, the new Broly they're planning to release, he doesn't turn Super Saiyan in the normal game. He only does in his supers.
What?
I know, I was so excited for that.
Fun.
I know. Why won't
I thought
they just...
he was going to be one of them, you know what I mean?
Install characters?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
no. Technically, he is a little bit, but not much. When he does a level 3 super, his armor breaks off, which gives him a 20% ban. No, it doesn't give him a 20%. It gives him a... I don't know the exact number, but it's a small damage buff.
Oh, okay.
But besides that, there's nothing else.
Oh.
It's lame.
So, his literal only next level transformation is he takes his clothes off.
Yes. He is the Dragon Ball FighterZ equivalent of a stripper.
Oh, for instance.
If you spend enough of
Did nobody ever talk about what does Frieza wear?
What does Frieza wear?
Nobody ever talks about it.
That's true. The man's walking around naked.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. And
wait,
nobody notices.
Does he actually just walk around naked?
Well, he had like the armor plate at first, you know, in his first form. Remember he had that armor plate?
Yeah.
He has nothing in the last one.
Here, 1 second. Ugh.
I don't even know if he had armor in the second. If I'm gonna be honest.
I don't know, we gotta get a visual on this though.
Okay.
I got out my Frieza pop. Yeah, you see, there's the little armor
there's
plate.
The armor
Is that Saiyan armor?
Piece. Yeah, that's sort of, I think
that's a little bit.
And then he's got his tail right there.
Yeah, but Final Form Frieza doesn't actually have any armor on.
Nothing. Yeah.
Huh.
Nothing at all.
So we're gonna move on here.
I've heard multiple mysteries about his tail, but I'm not gonna bring those up.
You just did.
Well, you know what I mean. I'm not going to go into
No,
detail.
Everyone knows what you mean, okay?
I know, okay, whatever. But I'm just saying.
Yeah, but that is weird.
I never
talked
that.
About that.
I don't think anybody's really talked about that when you really think about it. Frieza don't wear anything.
That's fair. So here's my question.
What?
What everyone truly wants to see isn't Broly with his armor broken off. It's Nappa with his armor broken off, right?
Oh, yeah, actually, he did have his armor breaking off one
time. Not that was what I was talking about, but sure, yes.
Yeah,
that sounds
exactly.
Better.
Nappa as a stripper. Good job. Literal, I'm going to be honest. Look, they did at one point have, like, a design where Nappa didn't have a mustache.
What?
So where's, like, or they had, like, a drawing of Nappa without a mustache.
Then what hair does he have?
That's what I'm saying. If you want Super Saiyan, what happens? Does his peach fuzz, like, you know what I mean? His ear hair grows.
His back hair just boom.
Yeah, exactly. I don't understand. I've seen multiple drawings of Nappa without a freaking mustache.
Well, here, I think we should let people in on this conversation we've had about what happens if Nappa goes Super Saiyan.
All he has is a pointy mustache.
Does his mustache just, like, go gold and go down to, like, his knees?
His knee.
Like, Super Saiyan 3.
Maybe.
Super Saiyan 3, you can start using him as weapons. Just whoosh.
Yeah, you can just start twisting his mustache.
Whipping him around here.
Okay, real quick.
Yeah.
So, we were talking earlier about the Mandalorian.
Yeah, we were.
Here's the thing. Baby Yoda is by far the is by far the cutest little green thing I've ever seen.
That is very fair. He is adorable.
He is so
cute. He is absolutely the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I think I believe it or not, this is probably really stupid, but I think the cutest part about Baby Yoda is when he passed out. That was so cute. I don't know why that was so cute.
It's confirmed that Alden likes passed out children.
You know what I mean? He uses the force and he goes, and just like passes out.
That does
out.
Not make it any better.
You know what I'm saying?
That also did not make it any better.
The passed out Yoda is hilariously cute because his little teeth are showing.
Yes. Yeah, that is pretty cute. So here's my question. Baby Yoda or Squirtle, which one is cuter?
Obviously Baby Yoda.
I'm a big fan of how Squirtle's really cute.
Well, that's the thing, is like Squirtle's cute, but like I still think that Tepig is cuter than Squirtle.
I do not agree with you.
I like piggies. Why do you think I love Abby? I would never love Abby if it weren't for the fact that she reminds me of a piggy.
That's very fair.
She's very, very fat.
So, question.
It's my dog, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When, like, if you guys ever move, are you going to have to, like, buy a helicopter to move that dog?
Well, I mean, last time it took us sticking her in the middle of, like, a blanket, right?
Uh-huh.
And then everybody gets on one corner.
Uh-huh.
And then we all just, like, lift with your, you know, not with your back, but make sure you're, like, lifting with your legs, you know what I mean? And then I think that's where my dad got the injury to his neck.
Yeah.
For a couple years. I think that was what it was, if I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
Lifting affects your neck most of all, obviously.
Obviously. Speaking of which, did you know that... Man, I did it again. I forgot what I was going to say.
Either way, what I'm saying is, though... Okay. So, speaking of Abby, by the way, Arnold Schwarzenegger himself tried to lift Abby and popped a hernia.
Oh, my word.
That's what I'm saying. Here, Abby's fat.
All right. Abby is so fat, it takes two buses and a tram to get to her good side.
That's my dog that you're talking about. No, I'm just kidding.
Abby is so fat, you got to bathe her at SeaWorld. Abby is so fat, she has her own bonus map on Call of Duty. So how does it feel to weigh less than a dog?
I know, dude, are you kidding me? I think, like, what's his name? Braun Strowman or whatever, the WSM, weighs less than Abby does.
Wait, real quick, how much do you weigh? How much do you weigh?
That's not Braun Strowman, what's his name? Sorry, what?
That's not my question. How much do you weigh?
How much do I weigh? Like 135?
135, really?
Yeah, 135, 140.
I thought you weighed a little more than that. How much do you think I weigh?
Say what?
How much do you think I weigh?
85, maybe? Nah, I'm just kidding. Nah, I was like, I don't know, 140.
Last time I weighed myself, I weighed 95 pounds.
Really?
No, I'm joking, I weigh 140.
I thought it was 140. If I'm gonna be honest, I thought that, Oh, okay. Actually, this kind of relates back to you. Back in the car on the way here.
Yeah.
I was talking to you about those little boss squishy things.
Boss squishy things. Yes, yeah, I remember those. Work.
Okay. First off, they're all over the place. Second, now I'm going off another rabbit trail. I'll come back to that. But you should see the break room in my work, bro. It's like ant infested. It's weird. I walked in, right, today, and before I came across the voodoo dolls or whatever the heck those things are, I looked down and I was like, the floor is moving. You know what I mean? Because like there was like little bitty trails of little thingies. Like there were ants all over the place. And then for a sec, All right.
I gotta stop real quick.
Yeah.
Like, how big of ants are we talking about? Because my aunt's a pretty normal sized person.
This is the last time you will see Mr. Fluffy Bear on the podcast. The last time. Now, but like, I'm gonna be honest. Excuse me. My papa calls them piss ants. You know, those little ants, the tiny ants.
Okay.
I don't know why, if I'm gonna be honest. I'm pretty sure, and I quote, if I'm correct, he says, they bite the piss out of you, if I'm correct. I'm not sure. Something about it. He calls them piss ants. But, the thing is, those little ants are all over the place in that floor. And I was, like, wondering what it was there for a little bit. If you look at the corners, though, the corners are nasty. You know, like, that little kid that puts everything in the corner?
Yeah.
And his room's clean? No. Yeah, I mean, this is, like... My workforce is that little kid that puts everything in and thinks his room is clean.
Yeah.
And then it affects the house with ants.
You see, I'm pretty sure that that's my brother.
Couldn't tell, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, if I look around, I think it's quite neat over here. Oh,
well, to be fair, we did just have to deep clean everything today.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. It's looking actually better than it typically looks, which I'm happy with. So, what's your all-time favorite movie?
All-time favorite? Oh my gosh, that's a hard one.
Okay. I know.
Probably, maybe La La Land.
I've never seen that one.
Really?
Not
it's really, really
Never
good.
Seen La La Land.
I'm not going to spoil anything, but it has a really good ending, I think.
Yeah.
What about yours?
What about mine? I don't know. Why would you ask me that question? I wasn't ready for a return question.
You just asked me that.
I wasn't ready for a return question. You know what? All right, I'll come up with one. All right.
I just don't think they come, like, while you're thinking. I don't think they come out with movies like La La Land anymore. You know what I mean? It was, like, kind of old style.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I've heard that.
Music and stuff. It was really, really good.
All right.
That's probably
my favorite movie is probably The Usual Suspect.
I haven't seen that.
I know you haven't. It is not a amazingly clean movie.
Oh.
It is a movie that... Have you ever had one of those movies that your dad shows you and you're just like, I remember this being clean, and it's not?
Actually, my mom.
Your mom does
that? Yeah, it's normally
my mom.
You see,
my dad's the one who does that, and that movie was not clean in the slightest.
I mean, my dad does that. My dad's the one that does that.
Who's on the line that wouldn't want to hear that?
Yeah!
What?
My dad is the one that does that.
Oh.
Anyway, so...
But this got awkward.
If I'm going to be honest, okay, now that I'm thinking about it, you got me thinking now about movies. In between La La Land and The Princess Bride.
Princess Bride's a good movie.
I would never normally admit that, but at this point, everything's out there, so who cares?
Yeah, yeah.
That one's actually a really good movie.
It is a good movie.
That's the one with As You Wish.
Yeah.
Yeah, then that
You can't deny that's a good movie.
As You Wish, yeah.
That's an amazing movie.
Especially the big rat.
What are they called? The rodents of unusual size?
Yeah, rodents of
the R-O-F-Ls, I think. Wait, no, R-O-U.
Where'd the F come from?
Don't ask, okay?
The Ross?
Rodents of unusual size.
Is that it?
R-O-U-S-S. Wait, no, R-O-U-S, yeah, R-O-U-S.
Is that what they call them?
I think so. I don't know, honestly. I can't remember what they're called. But, like... Yeah, I don't know. But that is a very, very good movie. Another really good movie. Have you ever seen Catch Me If You Can? Man, you gotta see that one too.
That one is one you can actually see. I haven't actually seen many movies.
I will show you that one, because that one's really good.
I've seen my fair share of John Wayne movies. Those are actually normally pretty good, though.
Yeah, I've seen a couple John Wayne movies.
The Quiet Man.
I actually have not seen Quiet Man. I can't remember which ones I've seen right now off the top of my head.
Yeah,
it's been a while since I've seen a John Wayne movie.
Really unique.
Yeah.
Compared to, like, you know, obviously anymore, 90% of movies are named after, like, the main character. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, the Avengers, Iron Man, Hulk, you know, and I'm going to Marvel.
You mean Marvel?
I'm going to Marvel movies because that's, like, the most common that's, like, named after the, you know, the person. But, like,
exactly.
I think, there's one where John Wayne, it's, like, he's on an island, right? I'm thinking Gilligan's Island, but that ain't it.
That's a good show.
I was about to say.
That's an entertaining show.
I barely ever watched it, but it was kind of funny from what I've seen. I was pretty young, though.
So,
speaking of shows, have you watched The Nanny?
The Nanny? No.
Yeah, The Nanny's it's a good show.
All right.
It's like...
I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. They tried to make, like, a remake of it on Disney called Jesse. Did you ever watch
Jesse? Oh, yeah.
It's sort of what it was like, except Jesse was, like, way worse.
Jesse was no good. I never liked Jesse.
I was about to say. The main actress or whatever was too weird. Creepy. You know what I mean? Like, those eyes, bro.
Did you ever watch Wizards of Waverly Place?
I loved that.
That was such a good show.
It was such a good show.
I am so happy with Disney Plus. We've been watching it, like, nonstop.
Yeah. Well, the movie version of that.
I wasn't the biggest fan of the movie.
It had me, like, shook, you know what I mean? Like, when that tornado sucked up that one guy, what's his name, Max, I think?
Yeah.
Well, when that tornado sucked up that dude, or Justin's the brother.
Yeah.
It's Max, Justin, and...
Alex.
Alex, thank you. Well, when Max and Justin, I can't believe I remember that, but when Max and Justin, I think both of them, I don't know, it might have been just Justin that got sucked into the tornado thing. But that scared me after death.
No, it was Max. Max got sucked in.
Max got sucked
in. Okay, yeah, well, I remember the movie now.
Well, either way, when that dude got sucked in, I swore like he was dead. And I was not ready for a death.
Then you realized it was a Disney movie.
Exactly.
And well, no one ever dies in Disney movies.
Yeah, except for villains. Villains are hilarious.
I know, right?
I swear, 90% of them fall to their death.
The only hero that they've ever actually killed in a Disney movie is Gaston.
Was he really a hero?
Oh, have you not thought of it?
I never thought of him as a hero.
Really?
Maybe to the village, because they were like, they were thinking from the view of the Beast was a bad guy.
What did Gaston want more than anything else? All he wanted was to find true love. And do you want to know what's stopping him from having true love?
Well, I thought he wanted his feet rubbed.
Okay, that's part of true love.
Okay.
You're hurting my argument here.
Well, what is it?
And then he wanted two things. He wanted to protect his village. And he wanted true love.
Like,
and
Hokage.
It turned out, yes,
Gaston's the Hokage.
Gaston is the Hokage, except for
the only person
really
who understands that is Sarah, if she's listening to this.
Yeah, Sarah would probably get it. Although, did Hokage really go for true love? I don't know. I mean, I guess everyone is, right?
I was about to say.
Yeah.
I am the Hokage.
You are the Hokage, so you know, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
And that answer is, you might go for true love, but if you're short, you're not getting it. So, I think me and you file underneath the short category along with Max.
Okay, I am not short. I am perfectly moderately sized. 5'10 is a moderate size.
Oh my goodness.
You are 5'9 and a half, which means you are not a moderate size.
Oh my goodness.
You are a small size.
I'm going to come into co-op and be taller than you because I'm wearing high heels.
I have platform shoes.
Oh no. Dude,
I actually
do
like
moon shoes.
What moon shoes?
Like way back. I remember I'd go to my buddy Silas's place and he had these like moon shoes. They were like huge, like platform purple,
yeah.
Massive, like springy shoes.
Oh yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah, and you could like jump in them and stuff.
Mine were about an inch and a half.
Really?
Like platform shoes.
Oh, well, I've never seen them.
I don't know if I still have them, cause that was a while ago.
Well, let's hope you don't, because I'll I have my high heels, my 10-inch hoochie heels on. Come to the co-op. But speaking of good shows, though, Frasier is my favorite show as of the moment. It tops The Office right now. Like, it's really, really good.
What's Frasier?
Frasier, did you ever watch Cheers?
I've heard of it, yeah. I know the basic premise of it.
Well, it's like a spin-off, right?
Oh, okay.
But there was a character in Cheers, and his name was Frasier Crane, right? And I'm guessing at the end of Cheers, he moves back to his own place. And, or to Seattle, which is where he's originally from. He goes there.
I go where everybody knows your name. And they're always
okay.
Glad you can.
I'm just gonna play with my toy until you're done singing.
I'm done.
But, he like starts this radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's like, he's just a psychiatrist, basically.
So it's the second greatest show about a radio channel in history?
Well, I mean, it's just about Frasier and his life afterward.
So it's not about the radio station?
No.
You know what the best show about a radio station is?
What?
Freaking WKRP in Cincinnati.
Oh my goodness.
Have you ever seen that show?
Yeah.
Oh, it's an old show. But it's awesome. It is one of the greatest shows ever. The guy freaking drops turkeys and bombs on everyone in New York thinking they can fly on Thanksgiving.
Oh my goodness. That's one of those common mistakes.
I know. How long did it take you to learn that turkeys could fly? Couldn't fly.
Well, I guess the time I tried to catch one.
Huh.
Because, like, I got close to catching one at one point.
Did he fly away?
Well, no.
He can't.
No, but, like, I came, like, within, like, according to my father, I can't 100% remember, but according to my father, I came within like a hand, like within like 5-inch reach of grabbing this turkey.
Why were you trying to grab it?
He told me to go catch one.
How old were you?
I'm guessing like 4 or 5, something like
4
that.
Or 5?
I can't remember.
And your dad wanted you to go after a turkey.
Might have been 5 or 6. Either way, yeah, he said, why don't you go catch a turkey? He never thought I'd get anywhere near as close to the turkey as I did. But I came really, really close to the turkey.
Well, you are pretty competitive.
Well, then again, the turkey would have, like, started, like, clawing me
down. Yeah, he would have taken you down.
No, that would have hurt.
So, if you could have one animal as a pet, what would it be? It can be any animal on the planet.
Any animal on the planet at all?
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard question. And, like, it won't cause destruction in my house, nothing.
No.
Okay, piggy.
You want a piggy?
I want a teacup piggy.
I want a shoulder fox. It's a fox that I can put on my shoulder and have it run on my arm and attack my enemies, so I can still stay pacifist.
But I love my pig. Well, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I know. If we just get all our pacifist members attack foxes, then we could stay pacifists. Because, obviously, it's 2019, so... It's the actual thing doing the killing, right?
Yeah.
It's not us. The gun does the killing.
Exactly.
So the fox does the killing. We don't do anything about it, right?
Frieza.
All right, you know what? Frieza deserved it. I'm joking. He's the greatest villain of all time.
I think. Oh, speaking of which, I saw a video the other day on villain introductions.
Right? Oh, okay.
Where, like, who had the best introduction by far? I think Cell.
I haven't seen Cell's introduction.
Cell's introduction was actually, like, pretty insane. Because it's, like, Piccolo, and he's going into, like, this one city. And he just sees, like clothes. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, it's, like, the layout of where corpses would be, but it's just the clothes. And, like, hats and, like, purses and stuff like that. And it's just all sorts of stuff just lying out because he's absorbed them.
Yeah.
It's just, like, he's, like, moving around in the shadows and stuff.
Yeah.
Either way,
So, you see, I disagree. I don't think that's the greatest villain interest of all time.
Who do you think?
So... Again, this is something that maybe Sarah will only get.
PC. Wait,
but freaking Madara Uchiha. Okay?
Is that an
yeah. This man comes in, first introduction you ever have to him. He takes out an entire army just with his, like, bare fists.
What?
And then the ones that remain, he jumps up on a mountain and drops a meteor on them. So they stop the meteor.
A meteor?
The actual meteor just falls out of the sky. And almost crushes them all. They barely stop it. And then he's just standing up there with his arms crossed. He's like, that's pretty good. What are you going to do about the second one? And he just comes through and just destroys the meteor. And just destroys the entire army. It's hilarious.
That's insane.
I think that may be my favorite introduction to a villain.
I was about to say, that sounds pretty cool. I think another good introduction to a villain actually would be... would actually probably be Thanos.
Thanos?
Yeah. But I mean, like, way back.
He gets introduced,
like, in
the
first Avengers. I was about to say. Yeah.
I don't know. I thought his introduction was kind of cool because it generated a lot of mystery.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
well, I didn't know,
like,
who he was. I was like, who's the dude with the big lip? I didn't know at the time.
But, like, there's not, like, it's not the massive.
Yeah.
Like, I think his introduction was cool, and the suspense they built for him was cool.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, in Endgame as well.
Yeah.
Like, not Endgame, excuse me. In Infinity War as well, where he, like, is on Thor's ship and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
and
that,
he kind of murdered everyone.
Yeah, yeah. Well, half of them.
Yeah, that's
I don't understand. What's the point in taking out half the Earth as Guardian?
Well, taking out half a population is what Thanos does, so the other half can thrive on the resources for both of them.
Yeah, I know, but, like, there wasn't even the entire population there.
We don't need to talk about this.
If there is a ship full of population, right? Uh-huh. In Asgard.
Uh-huh.
In Asgard. You know what I mean? In that big of, like, a city, planet thing. And there's only, like, a shipload of people that live there. There's, like, a lot of wasted houses. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, most of them were probably already dead.
Yeah,
like, the entire army got wiped out. That's a lot of population.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. Is, like, technically he didn't have to wipe out half of it. He kind of wiped out half.
That's fair. He could have just killed them all.
He took a quarter and made a one.
But of course, then we would miss the whole Thor mouthing off to the Fortnite kid. And
that was
amazing.
That was the best.
That was amazing.
As soon as we come up into the 40-minute mark, I'm afraid my phone's about to die, so I think
we're
going to have to go ahead and close this one out. It was fun talking to you, though, Mr. Fluffy.
It was.
We'll have to get a bigger group together as well. I think soon enough, I think the next podcast is just going to be me, but it depends. If I can get together with somebody, I will.
Yeah. You know what you should do?
What?
You should get me, you, Coleman, and Robert in on one.
Exactly.
Although there's that no... That would be hectic, so I'll get out.
Yeah, yeah, it would be, but it'd still be fun. Anyway, coming up on the 40-minute mark, we're going to go ahead and... I guess we're going to go ahead and get dinner, aren't we?
We are. We're going down to dinner.
But yeah, I hope you guys have a great night, good night's rest, and hopefully have a very nice Sunday.
God bless you, everyone.
I will see you guys later.
See!